Appalachia has so much potential, but we can't realize that potential if we continue to poison our water and destroy our mountains.
This short video, produced by the environmental advocacy group Appalachian Voices, frames the issue with vivid time-lapse drone footage of mountaintop removal coal mining and the voices of local citizens who live near the mines.
They blow off the top of the mountain. Actually, they blow it to smithereens. And then they take everything that they have blown up and they dump it into the valley below.
The Environmental Protection Agency has the authority to prohibit this controversial valley fill by denying the company's permits. That's according to Tom Kay, legislative associate for Appalachian Voices.
What that means for us is the EPA has the ability to say no to pretty much any new large mountaintop removal mine. They can stop it in its tracks during the permitting process. Unfortunately, they haven't been doing that.
Coal advocates say permits for mountaintop removal require companies to restore the blast sites. President of the Virginia Coal and Energy Alliance, Harry Childress, says the flattened mountaintops can be put to productive use in a region where level land is scarce.
I've heard figures in a couple of counties, probably like Wise and Dickinson County combined, that's approximately 7,000 acres of hayland and pasture have been created by surface mining. And this wouldn't have been done, couldn't afford it to have been done.
The Lonesome Pine Airport sits on a former mountaintop removal site, and Childress argues this kind of mining can spur economic development in the region, making way for parks, shopping malls, and the like.
Here, if we want to put something like that in, we've got mountains to move, and you can't afford profitably to move that mountain. The way that gets done is by mining that area, recovering the minerals, and then, reclaiming it to a post-mining land use that's approved when your permit's approved.
There are certainly cases where companies have done a really thorough job of reclamation. They've done their best.
Again, Tom Kay.
And they've tried to bring back some life to an area that they've already destroyed. But they don't always do that. They often leave these mines just sitting for years and years and years. Cobet Mine is this massive, 10,000-acre mine in West Virginia. It's been there for well over a decade. They've been mining that area, and it still looks terrible. And it's so massive, but as long as they're mining on one part of it, they can leave the rest to be just a moonscape. And a lot of the time, they just fail to ever do a good job.
How do you transition away from coal in a way that's both respectful to the men that have, made this their life's work, but also without denying that there's some problems?
Coal still accounts for 39% of the country's electricity and a good percentage of the jobs in Appalachia's coal mining regions. But mountaintop removal mining evokes the strongest negative outcry by environmental and community activists. They worry many people think this sort of mining is no longer being done. But even though the practice has declined in recent years, Appalachia is one of the few places it still is. I'm Robbie Harris.